Muslim Brotherhood arrest fails to bring hope to Egypt's Christians. The persecuted church needs something simple. And what's new in Togo? Find out on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While U.S. military aid has been suspended, a Muslim spiritual leader has been arrested, and the Muslim Brotherhood is out, Christians in Egypt seem relieved. But they know the Brotherhood won't go away quietly. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says, however, the evangelical church is growing. 20 years ago, little was happening. Now, Muslims are coming to faith in Christ in amazing ways.
They privately sought out Christians and learned more about Jesus, started reading the Bible, came to faith in him. And this is something that we see as normal today.
Doyle says E3 leaders are excited about their work in Egypt right now. One leader told him,
I wouldn't be any other place in the world than Egypt right now because God is moving. Certainly it's dangerous, but God is moving in such a powerful way. This is the hour of need where we can bring the message of Jesus to the nation.
Your support for E3's work is needed more now than ever. We have links to do that at missionnetworknews.org. Next, they're hunted down by the Boko Haram in Nigeria. They're slaughtered on the streets of Egypt. Why? Because they follow Christ. They're the reason for the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, or IDOP. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA.
Dedicating this day of prayer is absolutely vital. We know that prayer has moved mountains in the past, and prayer has changed the hearts of leaders. Prayers can change the course of history for nations.
IDOP is on November 3rd this year. Open Doors is offering a free prayer kit.
There's prayer guides, there's videos, there's bulletin inserts, sermon outlines, free resources in general, just to make this day happen.
Visit missionnetworknews.org to order one. Remember the persecuted church in your prayers today.
It's important to remember how many times in the New Testament we're called to be one body, the body of Christ.
This is Mission Network News. A federal panel released a report this week warning more storms like Hurricane Sandy and making some recommendations for preparation. Survivors on the Atlantic coast are still trying to regroup 10 months after the monster storm crashed into their homes and neighborhoods. Reach Global, the aid wing of the Evangelical Free Church, has been sending in teams to help homeowners raise the sand level beneath their homes. Who knew that moving a mountain could open doors for the gospel? Meanwhile, Togo is home to 65 of West Africa's people groups. According to the Joshua Project, six of these people groups haven't heard the gospel at all. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Mission, says one tribe is sharing the truth with their people. The Tem people mostly follow Islam, but hundreds are coming to Christ through a ministry supported by Christian Aid. Pray for Christ's power to overcome the saturation of Islam among the Tem. And we'll close with one of those full circle stories. Farms International got involved with the Leyu tribe in northern Thailand 10 years ago. Farms' Joe Richter says their microloan approach helped to transform a coffee-growing community.
All of our loan recipients agree to tithe back into their local church, and this creates a new mentality, the idea of not just being a receiver of charity, but one that can give and support others.
After believers paid back their loans, they kept on tithing, and it was enough to support a church planter working in Burma.
Of their budget now was going to missions. So this is a full circle for a rich tribe that now is reaching out to their own people across the border.
Will you pray that the seeds planted will grow?
They're working with very difficult situations and just need to know that God is with them in these pioneer outreaches.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the new Josh Wilson CD when you support Mission Network News. It's part of the M&N Wake Me Up Summer, reminding Christians to wake up and share Christ in everyday experiences. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll send you a Josh Wilson CD or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.